Chapter 76. It was a nightmare ride. Incredible speed, howling blackness, battering noise, unseen obstructions hurtling straight at me, extreme physical violence. The whole train swayed and bounced and bucked and jerked and rocked under me. Every single expansion joint threatened to tear me loose. I dug all 8 fingers hard into the shallow gutter and pressed upward with the balls of my thumbs and downward with my toes and held on desperately. Wind tore at my clothes. The door panels swayed and juddered. My head bounced against them like a jackhammer. I rode 9 blocks like that. Then we hit 23rd Street, and the train braked hard. I was pitched forward against my left hand's grip and my right foot's resistance. I hung on tight and was carried sideways straight into the station's dazzling brightness at 30 miles an hour. The platform rushed past. I was clamped on the lead car like a limpet. It stopped right at the north end of the station. I arched my body and the doors slid open under me. I stepped inside and collapsed into the nearest seat. 9 blocks, maybe a minute, enough to cure me of subway surfing for life. There were 3 other passengers in my car. None of them even looked at me. The doors sucked shut, the train moved on. I got out at Herald Square, where 34th Street meets Broadway and 6th, 10 to 4 in the morning, still on schedule. I was 20 blocks and maybe 4 minutes north of where I got on the train in Union Square. Too far and too fast for organized DOD resistance. I came up from under the ground and walked east to west along Macy's imposing flank. Then I headed south on 7th, all the way to the door of Lila Hoth's chosen hotel. The night porter was behind the counter. I didn't unzip my jacket for him. I didn't think it would be necessary. I just walked up to him and leaned over and slapped him on the ear. He fell off his stool. I vaulted over the counter and caught him by the throat and hauled him upright. I said, "Tell me the room numbers." And he did. 5 separate rooms, not adjacent, all of them on the 8th floor. He told me which one the women were in. The men were spread out over the other 4. Originally 13 guys and 8 available beds. 5 short straws. Or 5 on sentry duty. I took the roll of black duct tape out of my pocket and used about 8 yards of it to bind the porter's arms and legs. $1.50 from any hardware store, but as much a part of standard-issue Special Forces equipment as the $1,000 rifles and the satellite radios and the navigation systems. I stuck a final 6-inch length across his mouth. I stole his pass card, just tore it right off its curly cord. Then I left him out of sight on the floor, behind the counter, and headed for the elevator bank. Got in and pressed the highest number available, which was 11. The doors slid shut and the car bore me upward. At that point, I unzipped my jacket. I settled the gun at a nice angle on its strap, and I took the leather glove out of my other pocket and slipped it on my left hand. The MP5SD has no foregrip, not like the stubby K variant, which has a fat little handle under the muzzle. With the SD, you use your right hand on the pistol grip, and your left hand supports the barrel casing. The inner barrel has 30 holes drilled in it. The powder in the round neither burns nor explodes. It does both. It deflagrates. It creates a bubble of superheated gas. Some of the gas escapes through the 30 holes, which quiets the noise and slows the bullet to a subsonic velocity. No point in silencing a gun if its bullet is going to create a supersonic snap all its own. A slow bullet is a quiet bullet, just like the Val Silent Sniper. The escaping gas comes through the 30 holes and expands and swirls around in the inner silencer chamber. Then it passes to the 2nd chamber, and expands some more and swirls some more. Expanding cools the gas. Basic physics, but not by much. Maybe it reduces from superheated to extremely hot. And the outer barrel casing is metal, hence the glove. No one uses an MP5 SD without one. Springfield was the kind of guy who thinks of everything. On the left side of the gun was a combined safety and fire selector switch. The older versions of the SD that I remembered had a three-position lever, S, E, and F. S for safe, E for single shots, and F for automatic fire. German abbreviations, presumably. E for ein, or one, and so on, and so forth. Even though Heckler & Koch had been owned by a British corporation for many years, I guessed they decided that tradition counts. But Springfield had given me a newer model, the SD-4. It had a four-position selector switch. No abbreviations, just pictograms. For foreign convenience, for illiterate users. A plain white dot for safe, one little white bullet shape for single shots, three bullet shapes for three-round bursts, and a long string of bullet shapes for continuous automatic fire. I chose three-round bursts. My favorite. One pull of the trigger, three 9mm rounds inside a quarter of a second. An inevitable degree of muzzle climb, minimized by careful control and the weight of the silencer, resulting in a neat little stitch of three fatal wounds climbing a vertical line maybe an inch and a half high. Works for me. 30 rounds, 10 bursts, 8 targets. One burst each, plus 2 left over for emergencies. The elevator chimed open on the 11th floor, and I heard Lila Hoth's voice in my head, talking about old campaigns long ago in the Corangal. You must save the last bullet for yourself, because you do not want to be taken alive, especially by the women. I stepped out of the elevator into a silent corridor. Standard tactical doctrine for any assault. Attack from the high ground. The 8th floor was 3 below me. 2 ways down, stairs or elevator. I preferred the stairs, especially with a silenced weapon. The smart defensive tactic would be to put a man in the stairwell. Early warning for them, easy pickings for me. He could be dealt with quietly, and at leisure. The stairwell had a battered door set next to the elevator core. I eased it open and started down. The stairs were dusty concrete. Each floor was marked with a large number, painted by hand in green paint. I was quiet all the way down to 9. Super silent after that. I paused and peered over the metal rail.